little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Now we're coming on to talk about neurology. And the first topic within neurology is talking a little bit about headaches. So an example of some red flag questions where it is related to the presentation of headaches might be, so I'm going to be talking to Julie, and Julie's come to see me about headaches. Julie, can I ask you some questions related to your headaches, if that's okay? When do they come on?
Oh, usually later in the day, sort of towards the end of the day at work.
Could you describe your headaches, please?
Oh, it's just all over, Doctor. It just feels very tight.
Does anything go along with the headache?
Not really. It's just the pain.
No visual symptoms, for example?
No.
No, okay. And how quickly does that headache come on?
I guess it just gradually builds up while I'm at work. You know, after lunch, you can sometimes feel it by then. Sometimes it doesn't start till more like 3 or 4.
Mm.
Gradually just gets worse, and then by the time I go home, it's... Oh, terrible.
Have you ever vomited with a headache?
No.
No. So if you refer to your written notes, though, you'll find that we're giving information written in black and white with the heading provide. And provide, all that means is it's the information that you might give to your patient depending on what appears appropriate from the information you've already gleaned from them earlier on when you've been asking them about their social context and their ideas, concerns and expectations. So in the context of this young lady who come to see you and she was worried about brain tumours, then you might give an explanation along the lines of, so you mentioned you're worried about a brain tumour, but realistically, you did think that this was probably a tension headache, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I agree, your story really does fit with tension, doesn't it? The headache tends to get worse as the day goes on and isn't so bad on a good day. And again, those would point against it, this being a brain tumour. And there are none of the worrying features that I might expect to see if you'd had a brain tumour. On top of that, your blood pressure is normal and the pressure at the back of your eyes looks normal too. Perhaps we could change roles now and you could safety net me for that.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've talked a bit about what might help with tension headache, but please do let me know if you're waking early with a worsening headache so that it's actually disturbing your sleep. And please let me know if you're vomiting with it or if the headache seems to be worse when you cough, if you bend forward or when you're doing any exercise. Or let me know if the headache does really change in how it feels, so the nature of the headache. There are a few things that we would like you to sort of get in touch with us immediately if you notice. So if you had a very sudden severe headache out of the blue, that is very, very rare, but it's something that we do really need you to get in touch with us about, because we would take action to investigate that straight away. Can you just sort of let me know what you've understood from what I've just gone through with you?
If I've got the worst headache ever, then that could be potentially a bleed inside my head, is that right? And I'd need to get in touch with, I guess, probably call 999 if I thought that might be happening. But certainly if my headaches are getting worse, changing in nature, and I'm vomiting with a headache, or maybe waking up early with a headache.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's hear it for our GP. Improving, risk removing, no